Frank Johnson is like a few people in aviation I've met this week and have known for many years. He enjoyed dreaming about airplanes as a kid, didn't have anyone in aviation in the family, grew up, the dream ebbed a bit. In the pages of an old Popular Mechanics article, I think, it was rekindled, and he and many others like him are here at Oshkosh this week, reaffirming our annual reaffirmation of our dreams and our loves of aviation. Frank's a home builder. He also owns Performance Propellers now, and his journey is an intriguing one, and in many ways it's one I share and a lot of people share. It's about handling the realities and uncertainties of life and what it throws at you and still keeping an eye on the dream. Great to see you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being with us. When did the aviation bug come back and bite you for good?
Oh, gosh. I was about 22 years old and had just finished rebuilding a 67 Camaro.
Yeah.
And I saw that Popular Mechanics article. It was a 50% scale. I think it was a war Corsair. And I wanted to build it. My wife said, no way, get your pilot's license first. So I sold my 67 Camaro, plopped some money down at the local FBO, started flying.
Did the whole thing?
The whole thing. Yeah. It took me about 3 or 4 years to get my pilot's license in between work and everything else.
Yeah. But you got it.
Got it.
Is this before you had kids?
It was before the first one, and I finished up after the first one, before the second, third, and fourth ones came. So,
and then you had kids. And
It fine slowed down quite a bit. The folks that ran the FBO were kind of like my grandparents. They were great, so I always stayed with, you know, we always stayed in touch and flew a 152 a lot. Saw some guys on the field flying these really neat looking airplanes, and so I just walked in there and introduced myself to them. Right. Said, what is that? And it's an RV. Wow, what'd you build it for? Oh, it's just a fun airplane to build. And I said, well, how much did it cost? Oh, around $20,000 to finish. Mm. Oh, boy, I was hooked. That's less than what I paid for a truck.
Yeah, so, you bought that about $20,000.
Yes, I
thing,
did.
Right?
Well, that was back in like 1992. Yeah. So, yeah, they were probably right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and so did you build it right away?
I bought a plan, RV4 plans. Mm-hmm. And about a year later decided, well, I needed a side-by-side because I had four boys and they could go riding with me.
Right.
And I bought a set of six plans and started building the six right away.
Mm-hmm. At some point, did you stop flying when you had kids?
My youngest, he's one of the twins.
Yeah.
He has some special
twins.
Needs, and yes, twins.
Yeah.
And I had to slow down way down.
Yeah.
I'd catch a ride with a buddy every now and then. Mm-hmm. That was the extent of my flying. And I flew a little here and there on my own and, as I built. And then finally the flying just completely stopped except for catching rides with friends, but they were very gracious.
Mm-hmm.
And just went through the process of the building off and on. My wife always had other projects, of course.
Yeah.
Through the process.
Yeah.
But
I like the way you've sold things to pay for pieces of your dream. You had the Camaro, and didn't you tell me you traded a rifle or something?
To get my empennage, I actually sold a really nice rifle I had. And went out and bought the empennage, started that. And
yeah. How did you get into propellers? I mean, I know everybody who has to build a plane eventually has to get into propellers, but you did in a big way.
Well, I bought a prop from Clark Leidick, Performance Propellers. A bunch of my friends had his props on their RVs, and I loved them. And just so happens, I liked the three blade, so I grabbed the three blade, bought that. And in 2009, I found out he was retiring, and no one was there to pick it up and take it and go on. He tried teaching it a few folks, and it just didn't work out. Took me a month to talking to him on the phone. To talk him into letting me come out and watch him make the last couple.
Yeah.
And after he met me and we talked
a lot.
At
that time, were you thinking of buying?
I was really hoping he would let me.
Okay.
He would let me carry it on. He was acting like he did not want anybody to carry it on at the time. So I was just coming out to visit. And after our couple of days of our visit, he showed me how to make one. And I said, he says, well, what do you think? I said, when can I start? And because it was just made
these
for
are
me.
Wood propellers.
These
right?
are multi-laminate wood props, hand carved, with a duplicating machine and some other technical.
You didn't know
stuff.
Any? Did you do a lot of woodwork?
I grew up doing woodwork.
You did. Okay.
I grew up painting and doing bodywork on my own car, so I've done things with my hands my whole life, and it just fit. It was just one of those things.
So you bought his operation?
I
did you trade him something?
No, I didn't
because
trade.
Because the Camaro and the rifle are gone.
No trades. But I bought his tooling, and I bought his he sent me home with all of his files from his past customers, so I can service everybody that ever bought a performance prop. I can make exactly what he had made for him, because he taught me everything from gluing up the blanks and all the way through the process.
Yeah.
And
is it a big debate in home building circles, wood versus metal, and what's your...
There's folks that love the wood. There's folks that love the composite. There's love that love wood. Yeah. You know, it's what a guy wants, and I'm happy to send them. You know, if they say they want something else that I don't make, I'm like, well, you know, this fellow makes it, and he does a great job.
So I'm a home builder. I am a home builder, and I'm looking for a good wooden prop, and I don't know. And believe me, this is exactly how I built my plane, calling people up and saying, I don't have a clue what to look for, what to do. All I know is a plane flies with a propeller, and I need one. So what do you tell me?
I just ask what engine, what airframe. What do you want to do? Say you've got an RV4.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've got one, some guys may want to do acro. They may want to climb faster. They may want to cruise fine. And I'd pick all those parameters and then build a design from that and send it out. We've got, with Clark's history, he had been making props for over 20 years, saved all the data, and I can go back and research these files, and whatever somebody wants, I guarantee that I can give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Are you still the guy that actually makes the prop, or are you a big shot?
I'm the president and the janitor.
I see,
and everything in between.
So what's involved in making a wood prop?
I buy the wood. It's a multi-laminate. It's a veneer from up here in northern Wisconsin.
Hold on one second. I just want to listen to this for a second.
And the glue is a resorcible-based glue, and I do have some helpers. My mm-hmm. sons, whenever they're home from either college or the military or wherever, they help me out.
Yeah.
And my father is he's pushing 80, but he comes over and helps me glue the blanks together. And we start from the raw process and glue the blanks, and they cure, and we cut the props to whatever's ordered.
I love that. The kids come home from college and help me. And my father helps me.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I'm living a dream.
What's the most common question you get?
Oh, boy. That's a tough question.
Is it? Yeah, that's probably the toughest question you get. But and when people call you, I mean, have they already decided on a wood prop?
Mostly.
Or are you,
for the most
saying,
part...
What difference is there in performance between a wood prop and a metal prop?
Yeah, and you know, whenever they ask between a wood and a metal or a wood and a composite, I'll say, look, a lot of us that make props, to be it composite or wood, we can make what you want pretty much. Mm-hmm. If you want a climb prop, cruise prop. The metal props are a little more set in stone, set in metal. They're not as flexible. Most of them are certified. You know, they've come from the certified world, and I custom the prop to the engine and airframe, mm-hmm. and then I tweak it to how the pilot wants it. So it's not just here's a prop, you know, go fly it, and that's the way it is. It's you fly this propeller and then you send it back to me. Tell me what you want it to do. If you want it to do something different, and I customize it to what they want.
What are you flying now?
I have an RV6 that I built.
What's on it?
036. It's got a 3-blade performance propeller.
What's what were those for? What kind of flying do you do?
I wanted a cruise prop. So you know, I have a prop that will turn 2,700 at 3,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
and give me on a standard day, good at, you know, perfect weather. It's right at red line.
Yeah.
But I can back off to 2,300 RPM and get 160 miles an hour roughly. Yeah.
When you were when it wasn't quite clear that you'd be able to fly, to keep flying, did you think you'd be running a prop shop and big time woodworker and that sort of thing?
If you would have told me in the early 2009 that I was going to be making propellers for mm-hmm. a living, I'd have said you're crazy.
Yeah.
And it just one of those things that life happens, and it worked out, and I love it.
That's pretty awesome. How do folks get in touch with you?
performancepropellersusa.com.
You recommend an email? You want them to call you? And
they either any way they can get it. You know, they can get me either way. I have an ad in the back of Sport Aviation also.
And are you on the field? Are you exhibiting or anything?
No, I'm just kind of walking around and,
telling.
No, I drove in. I have too many kids coming with me to take an RV.
That's what I wanted. You know, I wanted to ask you about that. You have five kids?
Four.
Four, and you brought them all up one year, right?
Yes.
Plus
a friend. No, all four, my four and one other friend.
That? Yeah.
That was crazy because I drove myself with all these kids. Oh, gosh, this was probably 12 years ago.
How many years have been coming?
Since 95. Yeah. Every year since 95. I've been blessed enough to be able to come every year since 1995.
Have you flown in?
One time with a friend in his Navion, and that was a blast.
Really?
We had a great time.
Yeah. Yes. Well, thanks for coming in. I sure appreciate it.
Oh, I love coming. Thanks.